Welcome to Rambam on the Line. We do now Perek Chi, the ninth chapter of Hilchot Tefillah. It's Daf Chav Beis in most standard Rambams. Lach Aleph. Seder Tefillah Tzivur Kachu. This is the order of the prayer of the congregation. Shachar in the morning, Kolam Yoshvim, all the people sit. Shach Tzivur Yodot Neteva, the reader goes in front of the ark. Yelad Bem Tzom, and he stands in the middle of the people. Maskeli begins, Yom HaKadosh. He starts off with the Kaddish. Chalam Onim, and all of the people respond to the Kaddish. Amen Yehesh Mirabim Mavarach. They answer, Amen, it is so. May the great name be blessed. L'olam lo me'omaya, forever and ever. Chal Kochim, with all of their strength. The Onim Amen, the self Kaddish. They also answer Amen at the end of the Kaddish. Chacham, afterwards he said, Baruch Hashem Mavarach. Blessed is Hashem who is blessed. The Onim, they respond, Baruch Hashem Mavarach, Olam Voyad. Blessed is the blessed God, forever and ever. Then he begins and reads the blessings of the Shema out loud, the Kol Ram. Amen after Kol Bracha Bracha. They answer Amen after each blessing. Someone who knows how to read and bless and read should do so together with the Shliach Tzibur until the blessing of God Yisrael. At that point, everyone stands up, Miyad. Should they pray silently? Someone who doesn't know how to pray should stand quietly while the leader of the service is praying silently with the rest of the people. Whoever finishes his prayer with the congregation, he should step 3 steps backwards, and he should stay in that place that he reached when he took the 3 steps back. He should remain standing there. Gimel. Once the Shliach Tzibur takes the 3 steps back and stands, he begins and he prays out loud. From the beginning of the blessings, to fulfill the obligation on behalf of one who has not prayed. Everyone stands and listens and answers Amen after each and every blessing. Both those who have not fulfilled their obligation, as well as those who have fulfilled their obligation. Dalit. The Amen Kedusha v'Bracha Shlishis. He says the Kedusha and the third blessing. The Kivish Yesh Tzibur Tzibur Kedusha. Once the reader reaches the Kedusha, Yishushus v'Cholechad V'Echad Lachsu v'Mokam Shalom V'Bal B'Tfilah. Everyone has permission to go back to the place that he was standing during prayer. Then he walks back the 3 steps. Shagish Tzibur Tzibur L'Modim. Once the Tzibur reaches the prayer of Modim, the Korean, he bows. Kalam Shocha Miyat, everyone bows a little bit. They shouldn't bow too deeply. It would be considered arrogant to do so. And they say this prayer. Modim Anach Malach, we thank you, Hashem Elokeinu Bokei, Kol Basar, Hashem our God, God of all flesh. Yotzreinu, who formed us, Yotzei Bereishis, who formed the creation. Brachos Hadas Hashem Chazal V'Kadosh, blessings, acknowledgments to your great and holy name. Al Shehechi Yisanu V'Kiyam Tanu, for keeping us alive and sustaining us. Kin Chayenu Chanenu, so may you give us life and grace. The Tesov Glu Yisenu Chazes Kachecha, and gather our exiles into your holy courtyard. Lishma Chukecha, to keep your statutes. Ulav Duchah Be'emes, and to serve you in truth. Ulav Seu Tzitzonach Oblev V'Shalom, and to do your will with the whole heart. Al Shana Modim Lach, for upon this we acknowledge you. So whoever repeats the word modem twice, we silence him because it appears that he's acknowledging two authorities. When he finishes the entire prayer, he should sit down and fall on his face. He, that is the reader and all congregation, should sort of turn aside a bit. The ischanan, and offer supplicatory prayers. Unless he has fallen on his face. The age of the Abiro, so then he should sit up and pick up his head, Hubasharam, the reader and the rest of the people, Muskhanan Miyat Bakal Ram Miyushav. He should continue to supplicate a little bit out loud while sitting. Then the reader himself should stand. The Yom Kaddish from Shni, he says Kaddish the second time. The Imam and they respond, and Kedashan and Bechila just as they answer the first time. The Yom that he says Vurachum, the Pasuk Vurachum, Tihira, Bechulu, Tilul David, that's Ashrei. Huamad Ben Yoshvim Ben Karmimo, he then the congregation can remain seated and read with him. Then he starts the prayer of Vanizos with the sentence Vanizos, Bata Kaddish, sentence you are holy, Karzel Zev Yamar, and they called one to another and said, Kadosh, that's the sanctification of God, quoting that pasuk. The Gomar Kedusha, and he completes the sentence of sanctification. The congregation answers, Kadosh, Kadosh, Shalosh Pa'amim, the Kedusha, the three times, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Chazvukar Kedusha, Targum, and then afterwards he reads the Aramaic translation of the Kedusha. The Almighty says that Hasei Ruach V'chulu, the Spirit picked me up, etc., which is the second part of the Kedusha. Kara also Targum, then he reads the Aramaic version. The Almighty then he says the third part of Hashem Yimlach V'alam Vod, Hashem reigns forever. The Kareu Targum, and he also reads it in Aramaic translation, Kedei La'avod Am, so that the people should understand. Vav. These sentences, before and after the Kedusha, as well as the translation into Aramaic, is referred to as the order of Kedusha. Then afterwards, he continues to supplicate with words of supplication and verses of compassion. Then he says the Kaddish, the full Kaddish. Everyone answers as is the way. And then they go home. That's the end of the service. If someone in his supplicatory prayer says, he who has had compassion on the nest of the bird, that we shouldn't take the mother and the children, or not to slaughter the mother and the offspring on one day, you may have compassion on us. There are other similar things. So we silence him. These laws are decrees of God, they're not compassion. If they were just for compassion, we wouldn't be allowed to slaughter altogether. So he's giving a false interpretation of this mitzvah. Another thing you should be careful in your supplicatory prayers, not to give many descriptive words about God. Yomar, and say, Hakel Gadol, the great God, Agiba, the mighty one, Vanar, the awesome one, Vachazak, the strong one, Vahamit, it's another synonym for strong, for easier than powerful. You shouldn't do all of that. You can never reach the end of all of his praises anyway. So whatever you end, it's inadequate. He used the same phrases that Moshe used. That's why we say in Shemoneh Esrei, Hakel Gadol, Agiba, Vanar, because those are found in the Torah. But you shouldn't do more than that. At Mincha, the reader says Ashrei and Tilal David. Korei Hu Ba'al Miyushav. He reads them as well as the people sitting. Then the reader rises Vama Kaddish and says Kaddish. Shemon Demachov. They stand up afterwards. The Olin Kedarkam, and the answer as is the way. With Spalul and Kulam Balachas, they all pray the Shemoneh Esrei quietly. Then the reader returns and reads in a loud voice. Just as he did in the morning service, until he finishes the entire prayer. The Dovlum Apanem, they fall upon their faces, Umitzchanin, and they supplicate. Then he and the reader and the congregation pick up their head from falling on the face. Umitzchanin Miyat Yushav, and he continues to supplicate a bit while sitting. Just as he did in the morning. Then he gets up to Makadish, he says the Kaddish. All of the people answer as is the way. Then they go off to do what they have to do. Every evening, everyone sits, and the reader stands and says, the seventh is Vulracham, Baruch Hashem and Barach, bless Hashem who is blessed. They respond, Baruch Hashem and Barach, may Hashem who is blessed be blessed forever. He starts reading the blessings of the Shema out loud. The Yomer Kaddish, and then afterwards he says the Kaddish. Then everyone stands up and prays silently. Afterwards, when they finish praying, he says the Kaddish, and the time and they go. He does not have to repeat the prayer out loud in the evening service. Since the evening service is not obligatory, therefore he need not say the blessings, because there would be blessings in vain. Because no one is obligated to pray, so that it should be necessary for him to cause him to fulfill his obligation. There is no obligation here. It would be superfluous and unnecessary to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Yud. B'leil Shabbosos on Friday night, the reader does repeat out loud and after finishing with the congregation silently. He doesn't say all seven blessings. Baruch asks me in Sheva, one blessing that's like a summary of the seven. This is what he says. Baruch HaKashav HaKenev HaKev HaSeinu L'Ki Avram L'Ki Yitzchak V'L'Ki Yaakov. We bless Hashem, our God, the God of our fathers, of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Kel HaGod L'Gibur V'Nor Kel Elyon Kol Nibarachim Av Shemayim V'Aretz, the great and mighty God who created with compassion heaven and earth. Maganavet B'Dvaro, he is the shield of the fathers with his word. Machai Nathan B'Mamaro, he brings the dead to life with his word. Kel HaKadosh, the Holy God, Shein Kamo, there is none like him. Neach Lama B'Shabbat Kotcher gives rest to his people on his holy Shabbat. Give a rotel and Yechlehem, but he desired them and to give them this rest. A fun of that of the year of the Fachad, we should serve him with fear and awe. The Nodul Lishmo, Bechol Yom Tomid, and acknowledge his name each and every day. Mena Brachos, the source of blessings. Kel Ados, the God of praise, of acknowledgement. Adon Shalom, the master of peace, Bechadosh Shabbos, and Mavrach HaShvi, who sanctifies the Shabbos, who blesses the seventh day. Umaneach, Bechdush, Lama Dushne Oneg, and he gives rest and holiness to the people filled with delight. The Chlamas Abrash is the commemoration for the creation. Hashem, our God, and God of our fathers, the Sin of Nuchasenu, accept our rest, Kuli, etc. Barakat Hashem, and he ends it. Blessed is Hashem, the Kaddish Shabbos, who sanctifies the Shabbos. Then the Kaddish, then he says the Kaddish. The Son Kalam, and all the people go. Yidalah. Velama Tiknu Chachamim Zeh. Why did the sages institute this? Nishrovam Bonas Paul Avas Velel Shabbos. Most people come to pray the evening prayer on the Friday night. The Yisham Mishinus Akher Lavo, and there'll be somebody who came late. So he didn't finish his Shemoneh Esrei prayer. He'll be left alone in the synagogue. The Yovel of Zekana may become in a situation of danger by being left alone. Before the reader prays again, so that everyone should wait until the latecomer is finished, and then he can go home with them. If it's the Yom Tov or Yom Kippur or Rosh Chodesh that falls on a Friday night, the reader does not mention at Ma'ariv this blessing, that day, Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tov, in the blessing. He only ends with the words Mekadosh Shabbos. The day itself is not obligated in this blessing. On Shabbos or Yom Tov, when the reader finishes saying the Shemoneh Esrei out loud, on the Kaddish, he says the Kaddish. Askat Tehillah LeDavid, and then Tehillah LeDavid. Yom HaKaddish, and then he says the Kaddish again. Mespala Musav B'Lachash, you play the Musav quietly. Askat Mespala Musav B'Kol Ram, Kedei Hashos B'Shachos. Then he plays Musav out loud, like he did for the morning prayer. Yom HaKaddish, Achat Tehillah Musav, he says the Kaddish after the Musav. From the time, then the people go home. Yom HaKadusha Zachnunim, Achat Tehillah Shachos, Kishal Yom. You do not say Kedusha, that is Uval Tzion, what we call, and the supplicatory prayer, after the morning prayer, like on other days. We say that, uvalatziyon, before mincha. Okay, that how so? Kore tila l'david. He reads Ashrei for mincha. V'omaseda yom v'divri tachnunim. He says the kedusha, that's the uvalatziyon, and the supplicatory prayers that are at the end of uvalatziyon. Yom ha-kaddish, then he says kaddish. Nifal l'mincha, they pray the mincha prayer. V'chozu mashmir tfilas mincha b'kol ram, then he repeats the mincha prayer out loud. Yom HaKadosh, and he says Kaddish. Yudalid. Rosh HaKadosh, and B'chol HaShemor, Adam HaSed HaKadosha, Kodim Tfilas Musaf. And Rosh Chodesh, and Chol HaMoed, you do say the Sed HaKadosha, that is the Uval Tzion prayer before Musaf. Motzei Shabbos, Adam HaSed HaYom, Gam Achat Tfilas HaErev. On Motzei Shabbos, Saturday night, you say the Uval Tzion after the Ma'ariv service, from Kaddish, and then you say the Kaddish, Akach Mavdol, and then you say the prayer of Abdullah.